Well.
Why are you speaking like Applehead? Huggy? He's the Matt and Huggy and Little A Applehead podcast.
That's right. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for asking.
You're welcome. I'm always concerned about how you're doing, you know?
And you always sound so sincere when you ask it. Like, I really, it's touching.
You think it is? Yeah, you know?
Yeah, I'm moved by your concern.
That's, you know, always heart, you know what, I can't even say it.
Heartwarming?
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, heartfelt, heartwarming, heart-tugging. Yeah.
Heart-tugging, something mm-hmm. like that.
Yeah.
One of those three things. It's one of those. That's how I come across sometimes to people.
That's true. That, if anything, that's you. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, thank you.
What's happening, you know, in your world?
What's happening in my world?
Yeah, in your world.
I got a new phone, and that's, you know, that was my biggest thing that happened, you know, a little while.
So, yes, and I when I saw that the text line was blue, I knew then that you had gotten what I said, the iPhone 1? Is that
the iPhone 1? Yes. I went to the iPhone 1. But I do have it's, the and, iPhone
and,
1.
And
the,
it's like
the money.
It's like the size of a small car, I think, the first iPhone.
Oh my God.
No, look at you. You joined the dark side. You went to Apple.
Well, it's not a dark side. I do have stocks in Apple, so I'm not against Apple. Don't get me wrong. But I figured out today why I went from Apple to Android. And this is what it was. It all hit me when I was getting my phone and my kid was there. I said, you know, the reason I went to Android is because everybody had an Apple ID. And we all use the same password, all the same email. And then I had a switch. Because I couldn't get on my email. Everything was getting all messed up. So I said, you know what? Screw this. And I just got an Android. And that's what happened. And that's why I switched in the first place. So that 5 years later.
That's got to be one of the dumbest reasons I ever heard.
But you know how I am.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know how you are.
Well, doesn't work. Screw you guys. I'm going to my own thing.
Yep. You got mad and then just, yep.
Yeah, everything was getting messed up. And it was all getting interfered and interfaced, and then, you know, so yeah, that's what happened, and that's why I went to Android for 5 years, and now I'm back into the Apple side, which I still don't understand. I'm a little confused, you know, navigating.
Hey, Applehead, you there? I hear you. Tell but me more.
The worst part about getting a new phone is, like, you're like, oh, it's so exciting to get a new phone. You're like, transfer everything over. Oh, wait, all my conversations are gone. Oh, all my contacts are kind of messed up. Oh, I don't have any of the apps. Oh, I have to look for every goddamn password I own. Oh,
wait.
This sucks. You know? You lose everything. You got to, like, start over.
Now, have you broken the phone in yet?
What do you mean?
Well, look for pornography. That's when you really break a phone in.
Now I have my old phone, and now my old phone will be, you know, the
oh,
the,
I see.
The one that you can look on that stuff for.
I see. You can be fresh on your old phone.
Yeah, this will be a new clean PG phone.
4K streaming porn.
4K streaming porn. Like, who watches porn and goes, wow, look how clear that picture is? Like, no one is watching it for that.
Yeah.
It's just,
no.
You're like, I think, wow.
Look at that picture. I think she bleached her butthole. Yeah.
That tit looks like it's right in front of me.
Yes.
So yeah, ridiculous.
They did away with that. Weren't they were going to do that for a while? They're like, the reason we're not doing that in high definition is because, you know, it'll just be too much to do. Remember that? That was a big controversy.
Well, was it?
Versi.
I was at a friend's house and he had the VR headset.
Right.
And of course he links up to virtual porn.
Obviously.
And I was like, this is dangerous.
Really?
I mean, could you imagine?
No way.
I mean, yeah, I mean, you could watch the virtual reality porn. And I'm like, it's super real. I mean, it looks super real.
Yeah. I won't do that.
That's too much.
Yeah,
I need a safe distance between me and that. Like, and that doesn't feel safe.
Yeah.
Applehead went out and bought one.
He can't find it because it's at my house now.
I stole it from him? Damn, dude.
I can't help myself.
Why are the lenses all bent?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I haven't left my house in 4 days.
Yeah, you have a huge beard.
Yeah.
My God.
I mean,
every time he comes into CVS, we're like, oh, here you go. Here's your lubrication.
I'll take a case.
Oh my God.
I mean, they're only going to make things worse. You know, with just technology and everything, it's just going to, something else is around the corner where you're just going to substitute an actual girlfriend for, like, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
A robot or something.
Why?
Well, could be good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean,
I'm not saying it's a bad thing, dude.
This technology can't come soon enough.
I mean, think about it. You could program it to be anything you want.
Yeah. Right.
You know, it's a cooperative,
yeah,
helpful, supportive.
Who would have ever thought those were good qualities?
They're the kind of qualities that a guy looks for in a girl.
Wow. Applehead, like a true bachelor.
A woman who's never cold, you know, because I can't deal with that. Oh, I'm always cold. Don't put the AC on.
Yeah, she makes you a sandwich.
Oh, my God. It's great.
Oh, man.
She knows how to cook.
Yeah. Well, speaking of porn, I got some funny news for you guys.
Mm.
When I was down in at my friend's house in North Carolina, when she bought the house, the people just left everything in it. You know, everything, dude. Like, even coffee in the refrigerator. They just left tons of crap. So I was down there working on the house, and I found a box, because I was looking for certain plumbing tools. You know where I'm going with this. You know where I'm going.
Tell me more.
I look at the box and it says PB Magazines. And I'm just like, huh? I'm like, let me open this up. Open it up. There's a couple shirts on top. And I get down to the good stuff. Yeah.
It's a treasure trove.
Playboy magazine.
What magazine was it? Playboy?
Yeah, but dude, I'm not telling you, these aren't just like I just bought Playboy. There's a Bo Derek 1980 in there. There's like a 1978 in there. They're all in perfect condition. And I'm
pristine.
I'm like, yeah, and I'm just like, let me see how much these things are worth. I found one up on eBay for the same one I have, and mine's in better condition. $100,000. I'm like, who the hell is going to buy a Playboy for $100,000?
Oh, that's just ridiculous.
Wait a minute. But, so did they leave these behind? So it was like free for taking?
Yeah.
Did you take them?
They're in my house now.
I mean, wait, $100,000 for a Playboy magazine?
No, that's not going to. That's not
on
happening.
eBay. I mean, it is up there.
I'll offer you $100,000 at $1.
How many magazines are there?
Maybe like 10.
Wow.
Yeah, but they're, I mean, one's from 78. Like, you want me to go look at them here? Let me tell you about them. My wife thinks I'm crazy. She's like, you're playing with your fucking Playboy magazines again. I'm like,
you know, see, women don't understand. They don't understand.
Look at
what you've found is truly priceless.
That is that's pirate's gold right there.
It really is.
I found one that says the hottest celebrities, which is just pictures of girls. And I have, of course, the Bo Derek from 1980.
Mm. She was hot.
I have another one from 1980. Mm. I don't know who this one is. Linda Ronstadt.
Oh, she was cute. When she was young, she was cute. Oh, yeah.
She was in Playboy?
Yeah.
Naked?
Yes. No, it says maybe it says interview.
Oh.
I have.
She was airbrushed.
In 84 with Suzanne Summers.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That was a good year.
See, then it gets in a little bit newer
was
one.
Was Suzanne Summers naked?
Yeah.
No, was she? Oh, maybe she was. She might
all new pictorial of years old.
Yeah.
I don't want to dirty them up too much, you know.
That's very admirable, Matt.
I have a 19. Oh, this is 2001. Gabriel Reish, remember her? She was.
An athlete, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's hot.
Yeah, she was.
She
yeah.
was like, tall and.
Then we got a 1978. One with, who is this on the front? I don't know, but the big thing they have on it says Drug 78, everything that takes you up and down with a new version of the famous Playboy drug chart.
Wow.
And Matt's that's... like, done that, done
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
check.
Great times. Just what great times in our history.
Yeah, they would never do something like that today.
Mm.
Now, 1979... Playboy's Collector Edition. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that has all of it.
Tell me more.
Yeah.
Are the beavers all out of control? They must be so hairy back then.
Oh, my God. Applehead, you would not be happy.
Welcome to the jungle. We got fun and games.
I was like, oh my God, look at this one. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I see Tarzan swinging down there.
I have a 2000 Pamela Anderson.
2000?
2001 Pamela Anderson.
I guess she was still young and.
Yeah.
It's 20 years.
Young and supple.
Yeah.
Supple.
And then I, you know, it goes into 2005. Then it starts getting like, okay, I don't really care about those. And then we have another one from 1980, the Summer Sex Issue.
Well.
But it's funny when you look at the older ones.
Yeah.
Like, there's more articles than any like naked girls.
Hmm.
You know, so
I mean, it tried to be a quality magazine, just happened to have naked women, but they tried to, you know, be a quality publication. You know, they were always renowned for their articles. They had great music criticism. You know, they were known for that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. There's an interview with Paul McCartney and a couple of them. I don't know. There's some good interviews.
Yeah. There. I mean, I had a subscription. Which may not come as a shock.
Nope.
And I still have a bunch of them tucked away.
in a
special place.
Tucked away.
So I show my wife them and she's like, let me see the centerfold. She goes to the centerfold and she's like, that's it? I'm like, yeah. I was like, what'd you think? She's like, I thought they'd be like all spread open and blah. And I was like, that's Hustler.
That's how your wife talks? That's how your wife talks. Wow, she's.
It sounded like Applehead did.
Yeah, it did. That's what I said. That's how she talks.
Give me those.
Well, yeah, I mean, Playboy never got too racy. It was always, classy.
Hustler was down and dirty.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. That was like, yeah. Hello.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, hello.
Good morning.
well.
I actually had a chance to go to the Playboy Mansion when we worked at YSP.
I don't want to talk about that either.
It's real brief.
Because we had a chance too. I don't want to talk about that.
It was the golden ticket right in my hand. And at the last minute,
right.
It was pulled away.
Why?
There was like, it was basically politics involved with, you know, what are the DJs?
And well, we were supposed to go, if you remember correct.
The same time.
Yeah, and then Matt said no.
I did.
Mm-hmm. You declined.
Yeah, I'm not going.
What?
Yeah.
Dude, that's the opportunity of a lifetime.
Yeah, an opportunity of a lifetime to get divorced, bro.
First of all, you act like you were going to get laid the second you got there. Like that wasn't happening.
Yeah, it was.
It wasn't.
It was going to happen.
We were not going to get it. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You really think you would have gotten laid there? You would have.
Absolutely.
All right, that's a good point. Yeah. That's a good point because
absolutely.
At the time, I had a girlfriend who also worked at the radio station, and I remember the program director said to me, "Is she going to be okay with this?" And I was like, "Yeah." Which he specifically said, "If you go, we're breaking up." But the way I looked at it, I was like, "Well, it's been a fun relationship.
Been a fun ride.
See you later." like if. You know, never mind. I'm not even going to say
it. Now, knowing who that young lady was, she probably would have killed you.
Yes.
It would have been more than breaking up.
You know what they say?
You to death.
Better to ask for forgiveness than permission.
Uh-huh. Matt, you're delusional that you think you would have gotten laid there.
What do you mean?
Why would you have gotten laid there?
Because
you think you would have walked in and the women would just sort of thrown themselves at you?
Yeah.
Actually,
absolutely.
I think this is a very good point because one, it was like the bunny bash, and there was probably like tons of celebrities there, and unless I don't know, I don't think it would be easy to get laid there because you got like major competition.
I know we wouldn't have a chance.
Yeah, we would have.
I mean, you just have to lie.
We would have walked in, and we would have been already naked. We would have walked in naked, actually.
Yeah, I don't think anything would happen.
I don't know, but
you ruined my chance to go to the Playboy Mansion.
I'm going to tell my wife. Oh yeah, nothing happened there. You think she's going to believe me?
No. Yeah, but I feel like you wouldn't have done anything anyway. You loved your wife.
I'm married for 25 years, buddy.
That's what I'm saying. You wouldn't have done anything.
I would have made it to about two if that happened.
All right,
You wouldn't have done anything. I know you. You were an admirable guy. You wouldn't have done it.
I wouldn't have done anything, but. My wife's not going to believe that.
I would have vouched for you.
Okay. Yeah, she really trusted you too.
Exactly. Yeah, I didn't strengthen that argument at all.
Now, what if she was in a situation where, you know, she could go backstage to, you know, some famous band, you know, playing, I don't know, wherever, the Wells Fargo.
She's all right, and it was, let's say it was a band she liked. Let's say it was like a Bon Jovi band, you know.
Wow, you're giving my wife bad taste.
Well, I'm not saying your wife.
No, but I'm saying like a band that girls liked, you know.
Okay.
That I picked them on purpose.
Yeah.
And would you be okay with that if she got backstage?
Yeah.
Or like on the tour bus or something.
Not on the tour bus.
It's like Motley Crue or something, you know.
Yeah, not on the tour bus.
Like in their heyday.
No.
Yeah.
No, I would say no.
I would say no.
Yeah. You're good. You don't have to go to that.
Or, it's a Playboy Mansion. Like, you're never going to get that chance again.
Yes. And now it's over.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that
dream is dead.
That dream is dead. Is right.
And wow. It's, so
the
I ruined it for
you guys. Go.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that would be something you'd tell your grandkids.
Yep. Like, and they'd be
really,
like, you were a perv, Grandpa.
you really fucked up. You really did.
We weren't going, dude. We didn't have the opportunity. It wasn't.
We did.
Yeah.
We did. We would have gone.
We wouldn't have gone.
I was literally left the station to go home and pack. And I get a phone call that it's not happening.
God.
And why did anybody go?
No. No one went. No one went.
Even sadder. Listen to that.
I was
terrible ending to a story.
Yeah.
I mean, you could be hanging out in the grotto.
But nobody went. So if nobody went, then it wasn't really happening. If somebody went, then it might have been no. No, no, Applehead, you're crazy.
You got a glass of champagne in your hand, and titties all over the place.
Man,
I don't think.
Oh,
I think about it once a year and hate you. I really do.
Think about this. Listen, nobody went, so it never was going to happen anyway. It was all a bunch of bull crap.
It was going to happen. That trip was paid for, covered. They were just
Yeah. And the hotel was in Beverly Hills.
Oh my!
Go for the weekend in LA, and you go to the Bunny Bash party. You know, with I forget who there was, like a bunch of bands playing. I mean, could you imagine?
Yeah, it would have been awesome. Too bad I said no.
Playboy Playmates.
Guys, do you know many guys would kill?
Yes,
to have that opportunity.
Who?
Just any man ever on the face of the earth.
I saved you.
From what?
You know.
What was going to happen to me?
From death and perversion. That's what I saved you from.
I couldn't have gotten laid in a whorehouse with a $100 bill back then. there was no way anything was going to happen to me. I wouldn't have done anything. I would have been scared. I would just watching it, just smelling it would have been better for me.
Wow. Yeah, well, I didn't want that. I'm going to go all in. And I know my limitations. I would have fell.
Matt's doing blow in the bathroom. Yeah.
Oh, 100%. That would have been
me. Yeah.
Yeah, he's got four girls on top of him. He's covered in coke. And he's like, Huggy, you're not going to tell my wife, are you?
Yeah.
Hey, man. Yeah. Don't say anything, man.
Yeah, you're not going to tell her.
Oh man. Yeah, I think that wasn't gonna happen. I think you guys are all kidding yourselves, but that's okay. You believe that it was my fault and I'll take the blame for it.
Okay. I like that. That's how it will be forever, for eternity. Okay.
Until the day I die.
Right. What Super Bowl thoughts? By the way, I have another What Would Applehead Do? I do have some coming up.
Okay.
Super Bowl thoughts.
I thought it was a good Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. I thought some of the commercials were very, very funny. I liked them.
You know what my favorite one was? I think it was the dumbest one, but I laughed the hardest at it. Was the Pringles one. That was the best one.
Oh, which one was the Pringles one?
Where the guy got his hand stuck in the jar and it was stuck in there for the rest of his life. So, like, when he got married, his hand was in there. When his wife had their baby, his hand was still stuck in there. And then when he died in his coffin, he still had it stuck on
it. Yeah. That was funny.
That was.
That's a good one.
My daughter was cracking up at it. I was cracking up. Like, that shit was funny. That was a good one.
Yeah, I don't know if I remember seeing that one. I was kind of, you know, trying to host a party that I invited you guys to that you never came, but
I already had this conversation with Huggy. I was like, people are like, what are you doing for the Super Bowl? I'm like, oh, I think my friend Matt is having a Super Bowl party. I think I'm going to that in Jersey. Then the day of the Super Bowl, you there? No answer. Call
cricket.
Did you call me?
Yes, I called you. I left a message. And I texted you.
Dude, I never got it.
And then I'm like, it's like the afternoon. I'm like,
I never got it.
I'm like, this is typical Matt.
The first text MIA. I got is when you guys texted me, hey, we're coming over. That's the first text I got. I swear. That's why I got rid of this phone. That's why I got rid of my phone. Because people were like, I can't call you. I try to call you. It doesn't work.
Only you.
And it comes back. So I said, you know what? I'm done. I'm done with this phone. If nobody can call me or text me, so
yeah,
I swear, Applehead, I did not receive any text because I would have told you to come over. Because I woke 100%.
Up and I was like, let me get a hold of Matt, make sure he's still, you know, everything's good to go before I, you know.
But I feel like you could have probably just gone and shown up, and Matt would have been like, hey, man, you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but what, like, my luck is I show up, and then Matt, like, made, you know, change his plans, and he's at his buddy's house. Or something, you know.
Yeah, so what are you doing here?
Yeah.
Why are you here?
No one's home. Yeah. And I have my buffalo chicken dip.
Well, you texted me. You should have just came over. I said, are you coming over? And then that was it.
But it was too late at that point. I had already made other plans, so.
I'm sorry, dude. I swear I did not see him. That's why I got rid of the phone. I got
it. Aw, you know what? He owned it. He owned it. He owned it.
You know what? It's kind of if I actually went and showed up and, like, Matt responded, that would have been the weird, like, the situation I didn't think was going to happen.
That's right. You
know? So what I expected to happen happened.
That's true. It's a good point. Yeah. He didn't respond and let you down.
Anyway, let's talk about the game again. Let's go back to that whole thing. You remember that whole two teams, football, yay, hooray.
I actually did pick the Rams.
You did?
Yes, I picked the Rams in the under.
Ah, so did we.
And I had the Rams at -4, and they didn't cover.
How much did you win?
I lost about $140. Well, I picked a whole. I literally took about 14 bets, like a lot of prop bets, small money. I hit two of them.
Okay.
So,
but you still lost money.
I still lost. Yeah, it wasn't a complete wash, but you know,
I work with a guy. He said if they don't score that touchdown before the half, he would have won $50,000.
Oh my gosh! Well, and that one touchdown was which should have been called back because it was a face mask.
Yeah, he would have.
The refs didn't see that. It's the Super Bowl.
No, but they saw everything at the end.
Yeah,
everything at the end.
Right at the very end. Oh, let's make the other team win.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's call everything.
We got to get the Rams to win. Up penalty.
It is. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Exactly.
Oh, well, what do you think of the
halftime? They called the new penalty called touching. We touched him.
Yeah.
10 yards. Touching.
We're gonna put you inside the goal line. We're gonna put you on in the end zone.
Yeah,
that was fucking bullshit. It really was, but it was an evenly matched game. You know, it was two good teams evenly matched.
I thought it was gonna go into overtime. I was pretty excited.
I actually thought the same thing.
I was hoping it was because that was another bet I had.
You degenerate gambler!
If it went into overtime, I would have won some money.
But it didn't.
It didn't.
Instead, hey, let's run it on third and two and knock at it. And then we'll pass it on fourth down. That was really good. That was great coaching right there.
Yeah.
Well, what you think about Snoop and Dr. Dre?
I mean, it was fine. I mean, everyone's
I liked it.
It was good. It was good.
I thought it was good. Like, I like all those guys. I don't really care for Kendrick Lamar, but I thought it was good. The only Mary J. Blige could have skipped that like slow, sad song. I don't know what it's called, but it was all upbeat, and then she's like, you're like, all right, you know.
Wow.
A 50 Cent. I don't know what he said. I couldn't understand him.
What happened to him? Did he
sounded more like 30 Cent.
He got a little chunky. He used to be
I didn't hear anything.
He used to be this big buff guy, and I was like, what the hell happened to him?
Yeah, he didn't look good. He didn't sound good. They could have lost him.
No, I like that was cool. I like him.
He sounded like shit. He sounded horrible.
I was in a bar, so I couldn't really hear it all that well.
Yeah, I mean,
Mary J. Blige is in her like 50 something, and I don't know. You're not 23 anymore, honey.
No, I mean, still she looks good. I mean, looks better than you do.
But I'm not wearing like a onesie.
Oh, I'm sure you are.
Yeah, maybe you should start.
I show up to Matt's Super Bowl party with thigh-high boots and a onesie, a bedazzled onesie.
Yeah. Oh man,
I'm here.
Yeah. Oh, I had a great Super Bowl party. You guys missed it. Too bad you weren't there.
Yeah, it was really obviously
nice. It was fun.
Was there a lot of smoke in the room when the game was?
No. After halftime, I think a couple people might have did that. Not me though.
No, of course not.
I didn't.
I believe you. I really do. I believe you.
Yeah,
because you were too drunk to do it. That's why. Come on, you were loaded.
No, I wasn't. Yeah, not at all.
You weren't loaded.
My God. Maybe after everybody left, I might have got a little bit more loaded. But... No, you know, you have people over, you're trying to get food, you know, host, do all that.
What food did you serve?
Some brought Donkey's cheesesteaks. Oh, yeah.
Were they good?
Oh, my God. They're unbelievable.
Really?
Huggy, you wouldn't like them because they're on a Kaiser roll. I feel like you're like a more traditional torpedo roll, right?
No, a good Kaiser roll. Oh, let me tell you something. I don't get that out here. We don't get the good bread like down there. Yeah, I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, it's like on a Kaiser roll.
Oh, yeah. That's all good.
It's, you know, a lot of onions with the whiz. Oh, my God. It's Anthony Bourdain did a thing on that about donkeys and Camden. Oh, they're so good.
Camden.
Like, if I go there to get a cheesesteak, am I also putting my life in jeopardy?
If you go at 7 o'clock at night, maybe. But if you go, like, during the day, you know, 12 o'clock, you'll be fine.
Okay.
So, yeah, it just depends what time you go. We had
some hoagies. We had some chili. We had some... And then we just had, you know, just little wings and stuff like that.
Okay. Chili is just, I don't eat chili at other people's homes.
What?
I just, because first of all, it's gassy. I will, and it's a lot of beans. And
Mine's like all beans.
That's what I'm saying. I don't want to have build up all that gas while I'm at a party. Okay. And then I'm uncomfortable. That's what I'm saying. I'm going to be filled with gas and I'm going to be uncomfortable.
Somebody scores a touchdown, Huggy gets excited and shits himself.
Yeah. I've never been in a party where I'm like, man, I wish I had some chili right now. I've never said that.
I like chili.
I like chili, but I just eat it at my home. It's better that way.
Okay.
It's less dangerous.
I put that on hot dogs, too. Hot dogs that were boiled in water. Oh, yeah.
That's good. But some cheese whiz on top of it.
Delicious.
That's disgusting.
What? Dude,
fucking gross.
Oh my God, you're so stupid.
Fucking hot dogs are nasty.
No, they're not. They're delicious.
Yeah,
no,
they're not.
A good
they're
chili really dog.
Oh my God.
Good chili dog.
No, what about the wings? Were the wings from a reputable place?
From my kitchen.
Oh, okay.
I bought them like frozen, and I got an air fryer. You guys have an air fryer?
Yeah, man, my oven has that. Yeah,
that thing is great. You put the wings in those; they turn out perfect.
I made some teriyaki wings, and they came out pretty good that night.
Yeah,
teriyaki. Yeah, I know this guy. His name is Teriyaki.
Yeah, he used to make pretty good wings, as I recall, in the past.
Yeah, I like making wings. Yeah. And I just made some nice teriyaki wings because everyone liked them.
How many people were at your house?
It was really nobody. Oh. It was just me and the fam. And then half of them went over to another friend. So it was just me and my little one. So her and I just hung out. I made like a flatbread pizza. It had turkey bacon on it. The kind of the turkey bacon she likes. I made the pizza sauce, cheese, and all that. Then I sprinkled turkey bacon on there. It was good. It was salty. It was good.
Turkey bacon.
Yeah, turkey bacon. It was good. It was damn good.
Nice. Okay. Mm-hmm. And Applehead, you just went to the bar?
Yeah, I went to this bar that was, it's like half of a sports bar, half nightclub. What? And, between four people, our bill was $400 goddamn dollars.
Oh my God.
You know, I was like thinking Super Bowl should not be that expensive.
And not a morsel of food, probably.
I did eat wings, yeah.
Okay.
But I drank about 10 beers.
Oh, and there you have it.
I mean, it's like this place, they had like bottle service. I think it's kind of like the new thing where they're like kind of half sports bar, half nightclub, because all the girls are dressed like scantily clad, you know. You know, you order a bottle of what, you know, whatever, and then they have the sparklers and they're all like, the music's like playing and they'll come up and they start dancing in front of your table, and you know.
Really?
Yeah. Like they do in nightclubs, you know. But it's like a sports bar, so you know. And then people were throwing stacks of money, just like, you know, you get like a stack of 100 ones, and you just throw it in the air. So I'm standing there watching the game.
What reason?
I mean, just to show that you have, you know,
you can throw money around.
Yeah, like, you know, like people normally do it in strip clubs, but this place, people did it like it must have happened about four times throughout the game. Wow. And but I'm like thinking, like I'm getting literally getting hit by dollar bills. And I'm like, am I an asshole if I go on the floor and start picking them up? Like they literally the staff there takes a broom and just mops up the dollars.
Really? So
yeah, I guess it's, I mean, maybe it's for the girls that work there. I mean,
that's stupid.
Yeah, I don't get it, but you know, people are ordering bottles of, you know, say like Tito's, which is, you know, $300.
Jeez.
Tito's.
So, you know, I mean, honestly, I wouldn't. I would have rather have gone to more of like a low key place to the game, you know,
like Matt's house.
Yes, like originally planned, but yeah. I would have spent way less money.
Yeah.
And I didn't have like this dude came in. He was literally 6'11". Where does he stand? Right in front of me.
Obviously.
You're like, I'm trying to watch the TV.
Yeah. I mean, he eventually like was walking around, so it wasn't for like the whole game. But
when you drink too much, do you get the shakes still, or not like you used to?
The next day.
Yeah.
Of course. The
shakes. Yeah, I mean, he was very jittery the next day. Always.
Oh, yeah, that was.
You couldn't. I mean, you couldn't hold a pen.
No.
Yeah, you were incapable of holding a pen the next day.
So over the summer, one of the places I was bartending at, it was a pretty big place. So the people that come in, they sit down at tables and they order from their phones. And then, you know, if you're not bartending, you're running drinks to the tables, which everybody gets paid the same. It doesn't really matter. So my fear was, I was like, I'm going to have to carry a tray of drinks to the table.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I was shaky that day.
Yeah, so that's a lawsuit waiting.
I see the thing there and I'm like, I just see the tray and it's full of beers, like the whole tray is full. And I'm like, I think it was kind of like one in my head and two drinking the night before and having shaky hands. So I look at the tray, I'm just like, fuck it, I'm doing it. And I just grab it and I'm moving it and I'm walking and I'm like, all right, I got this. Oh, I got it. Dude, I dropped it. I dropped like a couple beers on the tray. And I had to put the tray down. I was telling Huggy it was like Jerry Lewis. I'm so glad nobody like saw me, because if my friends there saw it, they would have been laughing hysterically. And I could not, my hands would not stop shaking.
Exactly. Yeah. Lady. Look at your beers, Foley.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
So I had to take, I said, fuck it. I put the tray down. I dropped about two or three beers, and I'm like, I'm just taking them two at a time, one in one hand and one in the other hand. But my hands were shaking so uncontrollably as I go to the table. I'm like, like they're just looking at me like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy?
Would you give him like a half a beer? You're like, here you go.
Like, it was like spilling on the table.
Oh man.
That's all you needed was a good cigarette. That would have calmed you right down.
Little nicotine, little caffeine.
Yeah, would have calmed you right down. You would have been fine.
Yeah.
This is better.
I mean, what I should have done is just, you know, I should have done like a couple shots or something to just level me out, and then I would have been fine.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly, yeah.
But
yeah, you've never made good decisions like that before.
You shakes. Not the shakes.
Here's your drinks.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you were like fucking the hand tremors were insane. Yep. When you would get them.
Could you imagine if they were like martinis?
You would have never been able to carry them over.
No, I would have. I literally sometimes have to carry a martini or like a Cosmo with both hands. Yeah.
You're classy.
Where I just like slide it down the bar. I'm like, I pour it and then I just like move it down the bar without having to actually pick it up. You know.
Here, let me just slide it down here. That's slow.
Do you want to move on to what would Applehead do?
Yes.
Rules are, I give a scenario. What would Apple do in the scenario? Sometimes we offer money, other things. Matt, at that point, you'd say what you think Applehead would do, and then Applehead reveals what he would do.
Okay. I got it.
All right. Are you ready? This first one, there's no money on the line. You have an accident, and it's a bad accident, but you survive. But you break your dick, and your dick is damaged. And there's two options.
It's impossible. Can... It's a muscle. There's no bones in it.
Just go with it. Okay. Go with it.
Okay, sorry.
Your dick is broken. And there are two options. Option one, that they can just do a normal dick repair. But you will lose 50% of its usage.
Dr. Dick.
Yes. Coincidentally, that's his name.
Yeah.
He's operating Dr. on you. Dick. Dr. Dick.
Step into my office.
So, you know, you get 50% back, but you lose 50%. But it's, you know, it's guaranteed to be 50% at what it was. Or you can go for the experimental bionic dick. And that one has the potential to be better than ever, or it's experimental and it could fail miserably on you.
$6 million dick.
Exactly.
When you get a hard on,
it's growing. It's growing. So, what do you do? Do you go for the safe surgery that 50% restored, or do you go for the bionic dick? And risk maybe nothing or total greatness.
Wow. I'm going to say, oh, man, that's a good one. Your thoughts are really wacky. But
no, aren't they? They really are. It gets worse. Okay. Don't worry. It gets worse.
I'm going to say he goes for the bionic.
I feel like he would gamble. I agree with you. I feel like he would gamble and take the bionic dick.
Yeah.
But what are the benefits of having the bionic dick?
I mean, I don't know. A great erection. It's bigger. You know, like everything about the dick is just amazing.
Oh, my God.
Exactly. Your pee is more efficient. You have better pee, better screens. Exactly.
That's all you hear. That's all you hear. You walk into a strip club. And
yeah, exactly. Yeah, you take your pants off. Oh my God! Look at that thing.
Can I interest you in a drink?
Oh my God!
You have incredible virility. You last for hours.
You can carry beers on it. You know?
Exactly.
Without them falling.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm coming.
Oh man, these things always go down the toilet.
What are you doing,
Matt? What's your answer?
I say you go for the experimental bionic,
and the other one is it'll be fixed.
It will be fixed, but you will. It will be 50% not as good, and I don't think you can lose that. But that's just a personal, you know, aside.
Huggy, what did you say?
I agreed with you. The okay.
Bionic I believe, dick.
Yeah, he would go. He would try to go for. He would go for the gusto.
But the bionic dick could fail, and then you're just screwed.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. You had there's a risk. There is a risk level.
The other one's your 50-50 chance.
I mean, it's going to work. It's just not going to be as good.
I'm going. You want my answer?
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah. Why don't we do this? Yep.
He's going bionic.
Yeah.
He is. He's going to roll the dice.
Let's go bionic, baby.
Oh, my God.
All right. This one. You would get $250,000 cash. I'm not going to give you too much money. $250,000 cash. And there's a woman that you meet, and she has very large hands and huge fingers, and she would stick a finger in your ass for 1 hour. One of her huge fingers in your ass, 1 hour, $250,000.
Oh my god! What does she look like?
I mean, she's attractive, but she has abnormal hands. They're huge. So her fingers huge, and it's in your ass for 1 hour.
Is it just sitting there, just being like plunk, and that's it?
Yeah, I mean, she sticks it in, and you've got to sit there with it in you for 1 hour.
Are you doing anything else with her, or are you just sitting there?
No, that's it. It's strictly the finger.
Oh, that's just stupid. He wouldn't do that.
$250,000?
Yeah, no.
1 hour?
Nope.
I'll say he'd do it. That's a lot of money. 1 hour. It's a big finger in your ass for 1 hour. It's going to suck, but it's an hour.
No, I'm going to say no.
I say he does it.
Okay, you say yes, I say no.
Okay.
Sausage fingers.
Yeah. They're big.
Are they soft?
Yeah,
they're okay. Soft. I mean, she's not calloused. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like she doesn't work on a construction site.
No.
Okay.
No.
I'm still going to say no. Okay.
Yeah.
Applehead?
For $250,000, can I lay down?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, whatever. I mean, try to get as comfortable as you can.
All right.
It's 1 hour.
$250,000 an hour?
Yeah.
It breaks down to shit. Let's see. Per minute.
It does break down to shit. Yep. Yeah.
I fart and she has to leave early.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely. You have the worst.
I eat some of Matt's chili.
I explode all over him.
Yeah, sorry.
Oops. We didn't kettle this.
I still get paid, right? I'd say for $250,000 for an hour, why not?
I knew he'd do it.
I was wrong.
All right, these last two are my favorites of the week. Not that I feel connected to all of them, because each one of them is special to me. This one is much more money. There's $2 million in cash.
Ooh.
But it involves a major change for you. You have to legally change your first name to Homo, and your name would be Homo for the rest of your life. Homo McMahon.
How much?
$2 million. $2 million cash.
Homo head.
Homo head. So I mean, everything you fill out, anything, your name's Homo.
He would do it.
And
$2 million? Yeah.
$2 million. The rest of his life, Homo. He is a Homo for his rest of his life.
Yeah.
I don't know. I want to say he would do it, but anything gay, he gets all crazy about.
Yeah, you're right. He does.
He gets irrational.
But it's
anyone
funny, though.
Anyone you meet, you're like, hey, you know, my name's Homo. And they're like, come on. You're like, no, it's Homo. My name is Homo. And anything you fill out, if it's a job application, your first name's Homo.
Yeah.
And just anything.
You go to a restaurant, you put your name in for a reservation. They Homo. Call your name Homo Party of Four.
Yeah. Homo. Yeah. Homo, your car's ready.
Yeah.
Do we have a Homo in the house? Yep.
I say he'll do it. He doesn't love it, but he'll do it.
Okay.
Matt, your answer?
I say he'll do it, yes.
How much money? $2 million?
$2 million.
Yep.
I mean, you wouldn't have to tell people your name. I mean, you could just tell your name.
No, your name's Homo. Like, that's who you are.
But you could just have a nickname.
Oh?
But like your parents, like they all would be your name's Homo. Like yeah. Mom, Dad, I'm
happy my name is birthday, Homo. Dear Homo. Happy birthday to you. For $2 million, I mean, I think I would honestly if it was for more money. I would probably do it. If it was, I'd say, give me at least five.
Okay, so then that's a no. It's that's a enough. Money thing.
All right, no, that's a no.
But you would have some girl with huge hands stick your finger up your ass for an hour.
For I'm much less money.
Yeah.
It's less commitment. I think that's why he likes it.
It's an hour. That's a lifetime of, you know.
Ridicule?
Yeah, you would never escape. People would just constantly make fun of you.
Yep.
You know?
Okay, that was a good one, Huggy. I like that one, too.
All right. I've got one more here. And actually, I had one. Somebody sent me one of our friends, Andrew. I may have to pull that up. Could be a special guest one. Okay. This one's my favorite. There's $1 million on the line. For this one, it really involves one change in your life. Most of your life will be fine, but when there is a full moon, you turn into a leprechaun. Like you do, like you shrink and like you become a little fucking green shithead. Cranking.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, it's a full moon.
My ears are growing.
He would do it.
Do I get leprechaun powers? Like I can, you know.
Yeah. Of course you do. You're a leprechaun. Oh, I could make of the Irish potato.
What are the
fingers?
What are the powers, though?
I don't know. Like you find gold at the end of a rainbow.
Do I have a pot of gold?
Yeah.
Wait. So, what? He gets nothing for this?
No, he gets $1 million. He would every full moon he becomes a leprechaun.
Yeah.
Until the sun rises. So, yeah.
He would do it.
Oh my god. I'm changing. What, like, so I would like shrink to be like, you know, like 3 foot tall.
Yeah. You have big pointy shoes, yeah. You wear leotards.
My ears like are pointed.
Yep. You're a little prankster and yeah. You're hopping around.
I'm smoking a pipe.
Yep.
It's like a flight of stairs and I just slide down the rail.
I mean, yeah, you are a leprechaun. Like for those 12 hours, whatever it is, you're a little Irish asshole.
But he couldn't go on vacation, you know what I mean, during that time.
Yeah, like I meet this beautiful woman, decide to get married. Where it's the wedding day, and all of a sudden I look up and it's a full moon.
Do you tell her, or do you just wait for it to happen?
I have a confession.
Magically delicious.
Honey, things are going to get a little weird.
Yeah.
But everything's going to be fine when the sun comes
out. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, I mean, people would be setting traps for you. Yeah. You have to avoid those. You know? But yeah, you would become a leprechaun.
Matt, what's your answer?
Yes.
I say no. I don't think he wants this. You know what I forgot to look up is how many, what is the average full moon nights during the course of the year? Because I was like, okay, how many nights does he have to deal with this?
Well, it curse? Would be, I mean, isn't a full moon just for one night?
No, but throughout the year, there's more than one full moon.
There's a couple.
Like, how many are there?
How many full moons are there in a year? Well, we should look that up. I think you should base your decision partially on how many full moons there are.
Yeah.
Hmm. I'm going to look that up now. How many full moons in a year?
The full moon cycles every 38 days.
So leprechauns, I just Googled what powers do leprechauns have? Superhuman strength.
Ooh.
They can lift anything heavy for their species.
What does that mean?
Well, it is told that their strength are superior enough to throw and carry 100 tons of objects, superhuman speed.
Wow.
Wait, what kind of magic do leprechauns have? If ever captured by a human, the leprechaun has the magical power to grant a wishes in exchange for the release.
See, it 12 full
moons. I will grant you $2 million. If a woman with large hands.
So you've got, 12 full moons. 12 full moons.
Well, if you capture leprechaun, you can barter for. If you barter for his freedom for treasure, so I can grant people 3 wishes.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I would do it.
yeah, I figured.
I mean, how bad could it be?
He would do it.
How bad could it be?
You're kind of halfway there. Honey, just sit down. It's going to be fine. I'm not going to hurt you.
I'm a leprechaun. But only during full moons.
I feel like that could hurt your relationship.
Yeah,
definitely.
I'm going to shrink.
All right, here's the one. This was sent to me by our buddy Andrew. Because he loves the What Would Applet Do. So this is a special guest one. There's no money here. This is just a situation, I guess. Mm-hmm. So mostly, would you be with this person? So you're married. Mm-hmm. Your wife is stunningly gorgeous with a body to match. You enjoy the best sex you've ever had in your life again and again with her. She is the sexual yin to your yang.
Wow.
She is exactly as slutty or sweet as you desire, whenever you desire.
What the hell?
The catch. You are the only one that sees her like this. Everyone else sees her as unattractive, fat, disgusting, awful, a dirty mess of a human being with smelly, unchanged clothing and razor tracks in her arms and neck. Everyone will question you. Friends and family will be horrified.
That's like Shallow Hal right there,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, exactly. Would you stay with her?
Matt?
Well, he wouldn't even know. You know?
He wouldn't, but everyone would tell him that she's disgusting. He wouldn't awful, believe, he wouldn't and horrible. Believe
it. You know, it's funny. I've dated some women like this. Everybody told me, get, go, run, stop. don't. And I said, nah, well, let me give her a chance. You don't know her like I do.
Oh, my God. I'm going to say yes.
I'll say yes. If he's happy, he'd probably if he's happy, he'd be like, whatever.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll say yes.
And what are her good qualities again?
I mean, everything. Everything. Oh, yeah. To you, everything is good.
I would. I would, because, I mean, why would I care what anybody else thinks?
Yeah, there you go.
Wow.
Wow.
Look at that strength of character right there.
Yeah. That's about the first time ever.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah, very good.
That's impressive. Yeah.
Tracks on her arms.
Yeah.
They're my tracks.
They're mine. I like that. I like that one too. Yeah. Made me think. I was like, would I do it? Yeah, I would. I'd probably do it. I wouldn't care what anyone thought. If I was happy, everything was good. What the hell?
Yeah.
What's the matter?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, good.
Wow, it was good. So you had a finger in your ass for an hour. You become a leprechaun during a full moon.
And you put the ugliest girl in the world, but she's beautiful to you.
Yeah, yeah. She's beautiful to you. Your name is changed to homo.
No, it was not. It was not.
And you break your dick.
Yep.
I mean,
I think we've covered everything.
Yeah. That's it. I mean, what else could you ask?
That's a lot on the plate.
Just, I can't tell you, as I thought of the leprechaun one, I laughed to myself. Just imagining you shrinking.
Oh, no, what's happening? I gotta go.
Don't look at me.
Yeah.
It's my shame.
You see my shadow starts changing.
Oh, that would be good. But we, like we said, we could half believe it right now, so it doesn't matter.
It's true. We could.
Yeah.
All right. Well, very good, gentlemen.
Okay, gentlemen, another edition of the Matt Huggy podcast.
That was fun. Yeah. That was good.
Yeah. Well,
now that football's over, what do we have to look forward to?
I don't know. I said that to my, you know, myself. I was like, "What's there to look forward to now? It's all over."
Really, yeah. Really is all over.
Baseball, not the Flyers.
Dude. Baseball.
Oh, baseball's yeah. Well, if they baseball. And they might push that to a later date because
anything that delays the Phillies from playing is a good thing.
Yes, yeah. What did the Phillies do in the offseason to improve the team?
They did nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're a joke. They're just a joke.
We have the sun to look forward to. It's coming up, and we'll be warm again. So
the sun.
Yeah.
St. Patrick's Day is right around the corner.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
There you go.
You have your birthday.
Right. March Madness. I like March Madness. That's fun.
Okay.
I'll bet on that and lose more money.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right, gents.
Okay, gentlemen, that was a good show.
All right. Yes, thank you. Thank you both.
Okay.
God bless you. Godspeed.
I hear you.
God willing.
Right. Right.